You know, Collin Creek Mall was built in 1981, and it became iconic. A lot of people grew up around it. They remember it. Everybody passed by it all the time, you know, as it went down Central Expressway. But it went the way of a lot of malls that were built back around that time. And there's been a lot of talk about restoring it or doing something with what, you know, was very valuable space. But the question is, who could do it and who could pull it off? Well, how about the guy who finally was the one to get the Statler Hilton redone? Bernard Moriarty is the CEO of Centurion American Development, and he is taking on an enormous task with that Collin Creek Mall. And join us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
I mean, that is a lot of space. And to do this, I mean, it must be unique to be able to develop this all at once and have control of every bit of it.
Yeah, that's the unique thing about this mall, is that we were able to actually get ownership of every track. You know, that's the problem with these malls. The documents that they were signed those days are so onerous that unless you have control of every piece, it's hard to get something done.
So, and everybody pulls it in a different direction.
Yes, sir. So we were blessed enough to be able to get all of it put together. And, you know, we're basically saving the center of the mall, which is where a lot of the history of the mall is, and getting rid of the big boxes and bringing in a new, outdoor-indoor experience of the mall back.
You've got to, I mean, this is not something that's going to take one or two or three or even 5 years. It's going to play out over a long period of time.
Well, because of the size of it and the amount of interest we pay, I'm hoping in 2 or 3 years we actually have a lot of stuff open and generating cash. So, our goal is to start demolishing the big boxes starting end of August, and that will probably take about 90 days. Then there's some site issues, drainage, things like that, that we have to address. And the fact that we're parking majority of the site underneath the ground to allow to have open space and all that.
So you've got to excavate.
Yes, sir. So I'm hoping, but a lot of things can go on simultaneously. And, you know, the blessing here is the fact the city of Plano is sophisticated enough that they can help you with that. A lot of cities would be, you know, we wouldn't have the experience of, you know, having this much going on at one time. But Plano is a big city, and they've done big things, so they're allowing us to start and get a lot of things going on at one time.
So how do you sequence this? Well, I mean, obviously you get all the the infrastructure in place, and you got to dig the parking lots. But what do you bring on first? You bring on retail, or you bring on housing, or because you've got office, you've got every element that eventually is going to be there.
Yes, I mean the office. We're more likely selling the land to a couple of office builders that are good and know what they're doing, have connections in big corporations. So that's going to be something that we're just going to sell the land. As far as the multifamily, we'll probably start with about 800 units initially, the units that are attached to the mall, and then just the off-site unit that are not attached, kind of self-standing alone site. Then we have the retail. The retail is probably the hardest component, because trying to get the right mix of retail in there, especially with what retail is going right now, and trying to get all the proper people in there, that's the toughest part we've got going. The hotel will get started immediately. The restaurants, the water park that we're building, which is kind of a big swimming pool, a combination of two or three swimming pools draining to each other, that's going to have sandy beaches and all kind of play areas for kids and adults.
How big is this? There's no room for all this stuff, is there?
Yeah, it's about 100 acres of land, and that's why we're parking below. So, you know, right now you got 80 acres of parking out there. So there's a lot of land there. And if planned properly, which we've got the right architect and Bush Architects, and again, with the help of City of Plano, we've planned it to the point that it's going to be, in my opinion, very urban-looking but yet pleasant-looking location. So
you're going to have – I mean, it's going to be a big draw. What about access? Do you have – the access that you need to that right now?
I mean, really, that's the strength of the site, because you've got Plano Parkway on the south, which, you know, you got Alma on the west that goes to George Bush. You've got East 75, three or four locations coming in. You've got North 15th Street. It's truly has as much access as any site could have.
What about the demographics, rather? Are you going to draw from that area, or do you think you'll draw from a larger area?
You know, we're planning for our demographics. I think that was the part that's really surprised us, because when we started, we went met with all the HOAs, and how pleasant the HOAs were and what a good relationship we were able to start with all the neighbors and how much love they have for a site. You know, it's amazing to me when you think you have a goodbye party for a mall and 7,000-8,000 people show up. That's crazy, you know. So yeah, we're going to plan for neighbors first. They're the important party in the process. But then I think what we're planning for them is also has enough draw that will bring people from other locations. We're really looking forward to kind of have a lot of open space, a comfortable feeling. We don't want it to be so dense to the point when you walk around, you got all these tall structures around you, whether it's parking or buildings. That's why we're parking below. A lot of greenery, a lot of activities, different restaurants that fit all kind of eating habits. You know, you've got casual restaurants, higher-end restaurants, a great food hall. And a food hall is different. It's not designed just to be a big food hall. It's got different types of food in it, mixes within the mall, a lot of space to be able to gather and have conversations and different things. And the retailers, we're looking for mom-and-pop operations that are interesting stores that people still want to come in and visit with the owner and buy something, not order through online, even though online presence is going to have to be important. But a lot of different retailers.
Well, I see that JCPenney is going to stay. I guess they've got that footprint. But does everything else go away? Every bit of rebar and concrete and everything else disappear? Or are you incorporating some of that in
the project?
Well,
actually, the 450,000 square feet of the centerpiece of the mall, which when it opened up, I've seen some pictures that had a waterways built into it,
right,
which we're going to bring some of that stuff back.
So that stays?
That stays. And then, but with the center section of that, we're opening because there's two parks, one on east, one on west, and it's going to be open air through the center of the mall. We're raising the roof, open air to the point the two parks are connected. So you can walk from the restaurant to the west park or from the west park to the restaurant
and
the
pool,
water park.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. The water feature is a big part of our amenities there.
That ought to be a big draw.
Yes, sir. It's about an acre and a half of water, so that's a big water feature. And then, you know, the restaurants, we're really looking forward to having a good mix of restaurants there and entertainment. The hotel has a huge conference center, ballroom, that we're looking forward to bringing some music acts in.
And
there,
you're going to own the hotel?
Yes, sir.
And then you'll have an operator?
Yeah. The operator is Ambridge, which is there in Plano, one of the largest.
Dave Johnson.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, Dave Johnson, good guy. Your name. So anyway, and so yeah, Ambridge is going to operate. It's going to be Curio Hilton. And the conference center and the music facility, there's going to be a big draw for us. Hopefully we have a lot of concerts to the point that we can draw people there. Outdoor music, indoor center. So anyway, it's just a combination of things that people will also live there. That's another big deal. With the density that we have, the place will always have activity. 8 o'clock in the morning, there'll be 4,000 or 5,000 people moving around, you know?
You know, you've done a lot in your business career already. I mean, I've researched it, and I know, you know, what you've started. I know the Riverwalk, and I know what you've done with the Statter, but you've never done anything like this. I mean, in fact, there are not many people who've ever done something like this. You ever wake up in the middle of the night worried about this thing?
Absolutely. And, you know, really more so after you see the pouring of love that people have given the place. That just puts a responsibility on you. But, you know, that's what makes life good, just new frontiers, you know.
It is.
I'm blessed enough, like I said, guys that we have, Sean Terry, Rob Romo, Ralph Bush, Jack Dawson, Jeff Shirley, Brad Biber. These guys, they're passionate about it as I am, and it's not just me. So I'm blessed enough. The team is really focused on it.
Yeah, but I think everybody wants to see you win. Yeah. Harry Larosolieri was in here singing your praises here the other day, and I know they want it. But you're going to go through, you know, we've been through such a great economic cycle and real estate cycle around here. You know there's going to be a dip. You know we'll come out of it, but you know there's going to be a dip. And you were here, you know, in 08 and 09. And even remember, I guess, the 80s everybody disappeared. So how do you, as a developer, how do you plan through that? Because there will be a down cycle.
You know, your capital stack and having be able to sustain that, you know, making sure you got enough reserves for 2, 3, 4 years of, you know, interest reserves and things that you have to pay without making money. And but, you know, also, you know, this is a location that I believe, because of the mixture of office, retail, and residential, that it will be able to sustain itself really well. Because, as I mentioned, in a morning where every other mall is dead, this place will have 6,000-7,000 people there, you know, drinking coffee, going to Starbucks, buying some cupcakes,
going
whatever it is they do. Yeah, exactly. So you know, now, nobody's bulletproof and nobody's – so I don't want to sit here and be kind of arrogant about it, but the point is the fact that I think we plan for the best. We've prepared for it, and we're going to go do give it all we've got, you know?
I think, like I say, I think it's very exciting, and I can't wait to see the dirt flying. What's it going to be called? It's not going to be called Collin Creek Mall.
It is. Collin Creek name is staying because, again, I think it has a good name, and I think people identify with it, so it's kind of a shame to get rid of that. And, again, after doing Statler Hilton, we really are now – and we got another one going on called Cabana that's the same way. It got a lot of history. The history is important. People remember that. And I think that would actually work to our favor. So we're keeping the Collin Creek name. We're re-logoing it. We're redoing it, but we're proud to keep it.
I think it's going to be great. Bernard Mariotti is the CEO of Centurion American Development and Collin Creek and everything else. We'll talk about the rest of the stuff next time. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.